89.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the second part of Daily Today this morning. I'm Sharif Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
So, yeah, well, you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start with the Vanguard this morning. Page 6 is where we are. Police burn houses, business centers over killing of colleague in Aba. Residents count losses. Police burn houses, business centers over killing of colleague in Aba. Resident count losses.
Now, this is a very, very nasty development. And I think it happened in the case of Odi, and it keeps repeating itself. Once you have a situation that involves any of the uniformed persons, the next thing is for them to go on the rampage. So you ask yourself a question. If those who are supposed to protect the law do not believe in the process of the law and seeking whatever it is under the law, then what are we doing? What kind of a country do we have? This, if this happened between two various groups, is the police who called to settle them. Now the police took it upon themselves. And that shows that increasingly, even those who are supposed to protect the law no longer believe in the law. And that is very, very dangerous. Now, this story says that that the residents of Indiegoro Axis, Aba South local government, are now counting their losses over the burning of the houses and business centers by policemen following the killing of a police inspector in the area. So it wasn't as if there was a rampage against the police or whatever it is. One police inspector. And because that police inspector was killed, he says, remember that suspected cultists had blocked a police patrol team from Indiegoro division in the area, which led to the death of a policeman and two of the cultists. The cultists also made away with an AK-47 belonging to the police. Since then, the police had embarked on daily mass arrests and attacks on the residents of the community. This is not good policing, and it doesn't look good in the sights and eyes of residents and all Nigerians alike, and indeed the international community. Okay, Vanguard gathered that properties worth millions of naira, including residential and business houses, shops, and wares for sale, as well as industrial machines, were set on fire by policemen on the Vendetta during the attacks within the Ihejoni market area and adjoining streets. A shop owner, Mr. Ihechukwu Emerebe, said the police fire on his shop loaded with goods worth 3 million in an incident he knew nothing about. So this is bad. It's gotten so bad that the monarch had to send an SOS to the governor because he says that the police invaded the area, started shooting, arresting people. As of today, many buildings have been burnt down and shops looted. They looted many shops. Somebody is quoting, it's being quoted here, especially those dealing in food items. Huh? They burnt houses, which left many families displaced. This is just the beginning of the year with many families finding it difficult to feed. In 1974 or 75, somebody out there should please correct me, fella wrote one song called STB, Sorrow, Tears and Blood. You should find time to go listen to it if you haven't heard of it. That was a problem we had then also with the military forces. Fella's analogy then was that when they come on a rampage of any sort, when they go, what is left is sorrow, tears, and blood. And that is what you can see reflected here. So the chairman of the traditional rulers cried out to Governor Okezie Ikpeazu to stop the police from further attack on the community. Apparently, this thing is still ongoing. What it actually has done, most likely, is to provide an avenue for the criminally minded policemen amongst them to go on a rampage. And you can see here that most of what they took were food items. I hope the police will rein in on this very quickly, and we'll be expecting some kind of reaction from the police at the center. I hope the IG will rein in very quickly. This is a loss of command. you know, the command structure has completely broken down. But look at this other story here that's tied to it on the same page of the Vanguard, and it says, unidentified aircraft bombs and kills vigilante members in Niger. Unidentified aircraft. You don't know where the plane is coming from. And it says that an aircraft was said to have bombed Galadima Kogo community in Shiroro local government, Niger City, yesterday, where a number of vigilante members were killed. The commander of the vigilante group and several others were said to have been injured. The Vanguard correspondent gathered that the vigilant men were preparing for a counter-operation against bandits who raided the community on Monday, during which they kidnapped several villagers and made away with a large number of cattle. Okay, and so it is in this, whilst this was, you know, with this happening, that an unidentified aircraft. Now, this frightens me to my shoes or my pair of slippers that I'm wearing, that we could have an unidentified aircraft in Nigeria's airspace. Mm-hmm. Unidentified. Okay? Because the Vanguard spoke to the State Commissioner for Internal Security and Humanitarian Affairs, Mr. Emmanuel Omar, who, when contacted, he confirmed the incident but could not say the exact number of those killed or where the aircraft came from. This is a terrible development, that we would have an unidentified bomb-loaded aircraft in an airspace.
Yeah.
And it seems to have gotten away with it. Because there's nowhere in the story that we are told that, okay, the aircraft was shot and crashed somewhere. I don't know why the Vanguard hid this story here. This is a front page story.
I would also have loved to find out if... Excuse me. If the Vanguard spoke with the Air Force, maybe?
No, they didn't. What they did, which is lazy journalism as it were, what they did, because the news editor here in Lagos, that's the way Uncle Sam trained us, the news editor here should have gotten a reaction from the military. And the thing, you see, the thing about reactions is this. What I was taught in journalism, I like to get personal, by Uncle Sam and Co. and the late Theo Ola in Daily Times, is no comment itself is a story. So don't just sit back. Do you understand? It just shows the kind of journalism that we have now. This story is very significant.
Yeah, it is.
Where did this aircraft take off from?
It is.
I will upscale this to the Vanguard and tell them to do a quick follow-up, because the implications are unimaginable.
That's right. I totally agree.
Unless this story, but this story says it was confirmed from the Commissioner for Security and Humanitarian Affairs, and his name is Umar, and he confirmed it. But he said, government is already on top of the incident as we are battling to save the survivors and injured, and working on how to restore peace to the community. Nothing about that unidentified aircraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it is a drone. But then a drone would not shoot.
No, there are unmanned drones actually that can shoot, that can fire.
You know that.
That can destroy.
You don't see them before.
That can annihilate.
But it does. It calls it aircraft.
Yeah, so.
Is it an aircraft?
Yes, yes. There are UAVs like that are quite large and they are unmanned and they can carry out. In fact, they are very stealth. They can do anything that you want them to do.
How did you know all this? You're supposed to be a journalist. I'm beginning to suspect
come
you now. I better be careful of what I say around you.
Well, I think that, I mean, this story is very significant.
It is. And I'm surprised. This is page...
But it's not a complete story.
It's
yet.
Page six. This is a front page lead story.
It's not a... Yeah.
Well written and well researched.
I would add a love for them to maybe get the view of the military, even if they are saying no comment yet.
Even if they're not picking, even if they're not picking the call.
Yes,
you show the evidence.
That way, we can have an idea.
Journalism is not complete anymore. I tell you. I can imagine now. I'll call the likes of Eric Teniola now to look at this story and get his views on it.
Yeah.
These are the old school Eric Toyaki Odin those days. We used to call Eric breaking news. if there's a story between this glass and this water, Eric will fish it out.
Are you serious?
I tell you, so we call it breaking up till now. Only that he's a pensioner, and I'd love to put a call through to him. Jimmy Guinea, Yeni.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's move on to the punch. 7:43 is the time, so I'm gonna quickly take this one here. On page 5, that says Ebony artist beaten to a pulp over campaign song. And this one is another campaign story here inside the page. Traders lament as Okoa shuts market for Atiku. That's another campaign story there.
These two stories is good news for me, because one affects the APC, the other affects the PDP, and in between those two people, we are the ones who are actually affected. Listen to this. An artist in Ebonyi, Kelvin Ibinabo, has been hospitalized after he was allegedly bruised by an aide to the state governor, Governor David Umahi. You know, he said that he told the correspondents that the aide known as Machiavelli Uzo, okay, is also the coordinator of something development center in Ebonyi State. So what happened to him? Ibinabo said he was booked by the local government chairman, Mr. Consider Aja, to perform at the burial of his mother-in-law, Mama Yaweku, and his mother-in-law. When it was nightfall, he ordered his crew to pack up. It's getting late. Let's go home. It was at this point that Mr. Machiavelli, according to this story, emerged from nowhere and ordered him to play the campaign song of the APC governorship candidate in Ebonyi State. Ibinabo said he declined the request because he was done with his performance, and the event he was invited to was not a political event. He said the coordinator threatened to attack him if he did not comply. At that point, I had no choice. And for the sake of peace, he picked up the microphone and started playing the song. After 20 minutes, he dropped the microphone, but the man ordered him to pick up the microphone and play until he was satisfied. Anyway, long and short of all this story is, at the end of it all, he was beaten up. Look at the photograph.
Yeah.
You know, and locked up in a dark room. In the case of the PDP, in the case of the PDP, you know, it says traders lament as Okoa shuts market for Atiku. You know, and said it says traders in Delta State have lamented bitterly as popular markets in the state capital were shut down on Tuesday. One of the popular markets, Ogbonogo Market in the Asaba Metropolis, was said to have been shut down based on the directive of the governor because of the presidential campaign rally. And then some traders who spoke, of course, counted their losses and so on and so forth. The question now is, who is going to put an end to this nonsense? Because between the two, now, thankfully, the point has the two stories. They are separate, but as God would have it, my eyes picked the two stories. They were far apart, different pages, you know. Whether we like it or not, these politicians, and you can see it's across the board, have been making life uncomfortable for citizens. It's not restricted to the East. It's not restricted to Delta.
Not at all.
Even in Lagos here, you can see. Look around and see if you've seen any other. I saw one Jando poster hidden somewhere behind the lamppost. And surely nobody can convince me that Jando would not have wanted to make, you know, to even have billboards. But we know the story about that. And we now must, the same people who claim to have fought the military to a standstill are the same people who are involved in this kind of thing. And we need to call on the parties. We will resist this. We will and should resist this. You cannot force people under any guise. 5-day holiday, 4-day holiday, closing market, whatever. You should not and cannot force people to toe your line. There have been stories of people being beaten up in various areas, forced to put stickers on their car. And you can see that it is not peculiar to one party. And so we're calling on our people to resist this. We didn't fight the military only for us to be colonized. We didn't fight the military and the British only for us now to be colonized by the politicians. Because the morning shows the day. If they are doing this when they are not in power, heaven help us all. And therefore, we must find a way to resist this. And I'm glad that it is across the board. So it's not a case of not liking A or not liking B. We must resist this. And we expect people in authority to call these various candidates and parties to order to say that, look, you must provide. In fact, one of the, we must have civil politicians. You know, not all these abusing this and abusing that. We need people who will show civility. Look at the disgrace we went through as Africans with the video making the rounds with the Cameroonian man, who not only didn't know where he was, he even farted to the pleasure of the people there 3-4 times. We can't go on like this. We can't. So I'd like to call on our people to look at the photograph. See how they beat the man. He has become a one-eyed man now. Look at
it. It's unfortunate, actually.
Just to play a party song.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the one of Delta, you closed down. That has, we heard that happened here. You closed down the market because you want people, your candidate is coming. This is not fair. This is not fair. Our people are suffering enough as it is. Thank God this man could even play the song. What if he couldn't play the song at all?
Yeah.
And that's a rough name.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he recorded the song.
Who, this guy?
Yeah. Maybe it's a song. Know. Maybe he recorded it for... that's why. I mean, look, if I don't know the song, I don't know the song. What are you going to do about it?
You can always... I can create a song for you now.
He said they should play the campaign song. Song, which means...
you will use at the threat of whatever it is,
like me,
or whatever. You
like, create, like me now. I can sing Wike song. I didn't write it. I can say... As he did, he sweet us. As he sweet us. Pain. That one I can
sing one or two songs also for some of the presidential candidates.
Which one?
I don't want any trouble this morning. Some people I'm affiliated with created ones. People don't understand. Let me tell you, people don't understand the pirates. I was a pirate when I was in school, and I'm still a pirate.
I saw the video. You said,
I said it to you, and I'm still a pirate in principle. People don't understand us. We are social critics, and we don't criticize by just going and blabbing. It's through songs and things like this. We know what we did when we were in university. So nobody should feel hurt about it or feel whatever it is. And I'm glad that this time around, Professor Wole Soyinka, who was our founder, has stayed out of the fray.
Mm.
It should leave us. That's the way he trained us. It should leave us. We are social critics. That is part of what is building in somebody like me. But the song's sweet, sir.
I don't know. So when I watched the video, I was like, how are these people so quick to just come up with these things?
I am telling you, we have what we call...
Like, so ingenious.
Look, I need to come and tell people how we operate. You know, I'm going to find the time. I was a pirate. I headed the pirates when I was in UNILAG in my final year. So I know what I'm talking about. And before I headed, I was already a member for about 5 years. I've been on deck in Benin and Lagos. There's nothing anybody can tell me. That's the way we operate. I was surprised at Professor Soyinka's reaction the other time. You taught us to be social critics, and you taught us to say, we say no friend, no foe, meaning that we always look at the truth and face it.
Objectively.
And no apologies for it. Mm. Oh, imagine calling in.
No, let's leave it.
Oh, Sheriff, don't
let's
hold
leave
me.
It. Let's leave it. Let's leave it. Let's leave it. We'll release an album later. let's take our last story. Sorry. Page 24 is where this editorial is in the Punch Sweeper. On uncertainty over Emefiele, bad for economy.
Well, you really need, you know, it's a long one. You really need to find time to read it, but what he just says essentially is that there is a need to clear the mess around Emefiele of the various things, both his indictment of the DSS and all whatnot. I can't take it fully now. I'll keep it till the day when we have an open mic, then I'll be able to take it thoroughly. But we are starting Diabumi earlier.
No, wait now. Let's take this story now.
This story. Yeah. That's why I like you. Then we have two stories. We are starting Diabumi earlier today. The first one is easy. It says that the family of a bride-to-be in Gbako local government has rejected old 1,000 naira and 500 naira notes presented by as bride price by the suitor. Kidele Imuwai, give us new notes. They rejected it. So he has to go back and get the new notes. This was a bit of fun. But this one is something else. This is from the Daily Trust. I didn't know they had their own Diabumi page, as it were, but I mean, it's a story as it is. Yeah. A drama played out in Rano local government of Kano after a woman, Malama Khadija, dissolved her own marriage. Wait, I'm not doing it again. And married her daughter's sweetheart. That is, if you don't know what sweetheart means, it's not tailor. Her daughter sweetheart is not somebody who sews suits. The boyfriend of the intended. Of the daughter, she went and married him. Chased out her husband and married her daughter's sweetheart and told her to go back and get another one. This incident happened after Aisha rejected the suitor, with the mother saying it was not prohibited in Islam. Well, we hope our Islam colleagues would clear the air on that. But I think socially is a bit untidy.
Ah, wow, that's very messy.
It's very messy. It's a bit untidy.
That's very messy. I'm just here. I haven't heard that before.
So two stories to brighten your day. So if you are planning any wedding this weekend, if you are the groom, please make sure you go to your contacts in the bank and get the new notes as against the old notes that you probably would have used.
Yeah, indeed. Let's drop it here for this morning. What's coming up at 9?
Today is Wednesday now. Blackie is here. Diabumi.
Oh, Blackie is coming. Okay.
Yeah, Mary. We're going to have fun. Good fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming, sir.
Yes, sir.
Lagos, that's our show, right? At 8 o'clock, let's talk to orphans. We want to hear your growing up story as an orphan.
I'm an orphan, no?
No, you're not.
A man without mother or father is an orphan. I'm an orphan.
A grandpa,
I will join you.
A grandpa is not an orphan.
I'm a grandpa orphan. I'm an orphan.
Where is that coming from? Which one is a grandpa orphan?
No, I'm an orphan who has become a grandpa, but I'm an orphan.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not an orphan.
I'm an orphan.
So,
what is the definition of an orphan?
We're talking to people who grew up without their parents.
Those ones are what you would call early orphans.
Oh, yes. There is no children I refer to. Children who don't have their parents are orphans, not adults.
The youth leader in the PDP one time was a 60-something-year-old man.
Children.
I'm a child now. You're lobby
me. Ah, no. I'm a Jaraburu. You're not a child. Never. Thank you so much.
All right,
Lagos, let's take this break. The news is next at the top of the hour. Please stay with us.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground, that's what you got out.